Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lettman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Barry Lettman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Goodman scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field. Landis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Landis. Pearsall goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Fox reaches second base with a double. Goodman moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callison. Power reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lattman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Strickland moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0-for-1 in the game. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-1 in the game. McLish is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Power. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Power steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito strikes out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strickland is called out on strikes. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0 for 2 in the game. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callison. Martin reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona pinch hits for Cal McLish. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Carroll Hardy pinch runs for Tito Francona. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Pearsall bunts towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Hardy moves to second. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Power hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Power reaches second base with a double. Hardy scores. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Turk Lown now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Power moves to third. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Power, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Power steals home. It's 4-3, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Brodowski now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Martin is hit by the pitch. Dick Brodowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brodowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips pinch runs for Sherm Lawler. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland misplays the ball. That's an error on Strickland. Phillips goes all the way around to score. Boone moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Al Smith pinch runs for Ray Boone. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Brodowski drops the ball. Smith scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Callison moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Turk Laun. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 8-5, White Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Bubba Phillips now playing third base. Earl Batty now catching. Bob Shaw now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Pearsall strikes out. 1 out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Power moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-4 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Power scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, White Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.